Good morning. This morning we're in Leviticus 3 and we're discussing the law of the peace offering. You know, it's interesting. I think sometimes we've lost some things in, you know, modern day Christianity that were special in Old Testament days. And I would say the peace offering is one of those. It was a free will offering, meaning that you wasn't like you were mandated to do it, but when you wanted to bring a peace offering to God, you could bring an offering, and it would be a way of thanking God. It would be a way of celebrating peace with God. In a sense, it'd be a way of enjoying a meal with God. And when this sacrifice was brought, you would bring it to the entrance of the tabernacle, and again, you would feel it die, but it wasn't like the sacrifice of the burnt offering for sin. This was more of a celebration of the peace that you had with God. And one of the differences with this sacrifice is that you would share in the meal. You were able to eat this as food, and you would share it with the priest and with God, but you were able to partake of the meal. Like, as an example, if you got together with people to have a meal, usually you're having meals with people you're at peace with, and you're enjoying the fellowship of God in your meal. And what a neat thing that would be even today, wouldn't it? To just feel like, you know what, family, this meal we're having is a peace offering to God. It's a way of us, let's remember how thankful we are to God, and let's celebrate, you know, the peace that we have with God through the cross. In some ways, I think communion is like this, where when we celebrate communion, we're thanking God for the cross and what he's done to reconcile us to him and to forgive us of our sin. It's a way to remember and commemorate what Jesus Christ has done for us. At our church, we're actually having an event on Thursday, Passover Thursday night, and we're going to be doing that. We're going to be thanking God for all that he's done at Passover, at the cross, and just throughout history. And I think it'll be a special thing to thank God in that way. Now, if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he is going to offer it out of the herd, whether male or female, he could offer a female part of the herd in this peace offering. He shall offer it without defect, again, always without defect, just as the Lord Jesus was without defect before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the offering and slay it at the door of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons and priests shall sprinkle the blood around the altar. From the sacrifice of the peace offering, he shall present an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Now, as we'll see, they're instructed not to eat of the fat or the blood, and they're removing that now. Then Aaron's son shall offer it up in smoke on the altar, on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering by fire of a soothing aroma or a pleasing aroma to the Lord. But if his peace offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord is from the flock, he shall offer it male or female without defect. If he is going to offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and slay it before the tent of meeting. And Aaron's son shall sprinkle its blood around the altar. From the sacrifice of peace offerings he shall bring as an offering by fire to the Lord. Its fat, again, and the entire fat tail, which he shall remove, close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat is on them, which is the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. So telling us clearly what not to eat and what to remove. Then the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as food. This is for food, an offering by fire to the Lord, and the offerer would get to eat the food as well. Moreover, if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head and slay it before the tent of meeting, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood around the altar. From it he shall present his offering as an offering by fire to the Lord, and again removing the fat, and the priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as food. Again, that's the the difference here. An offering by fire for a smoothing aroma, all the fat is the Lord's. It is a perpetual state throughout your generations and all your dwellings. You should not eat any fat or any blood. And typically, you know, the fat is cut off of the animal. And, you know, there are health benefits to this that God knows. And that's why he set things up that way. But, you know, my encouragement to all of us would be, let's say you have a reason. Well, we always have a reason to thank God or to celebrate our peace that's been won through the cross. But to have, you know, they didn't have to bring a peace offering every day. So on special occasions, to just invite God to your meal and maybe to thank him together as a family for what God has done, and just realize that that special meal that you're having is a special meal where you're having fellowship with God. I just think there's something special about these festivals or offerings. It was really a way to connect with God, and I think we should do more of it as well. It's not required. It's not a law. It's a free will. It's something you do to celebrate God. May we all draw nearer to him. God bless you all.